Welcome to Dos Virgos.
Episode 2.
Entitled.
Petty is as petty does.
Oh, so are we talking about pettiness today?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait.
And the necessity of it, because I don't think it's all bad.
So there's good parts to being petty. Good to know. All right, cool.
So how do you define petty?
Well, I looked it up. So Webster defines pettiness as having little importance or trivial. So according to the dictionary, it's not really important to be petty.
I disagree, because sometimes I feel like revenge and petty are two different things, right? I feel like pettiness is sometimes needed because it's not so much malicious. Mm-hmm. It's just more like, you know what? You won't do that again. I don't know. I feel like sometimes you need to get petty. You need to be a little petty. I don't know.
It's like, it sounds like a get back a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I feel like revenge is all consuming. So like if you have, like if you're like seeking, you're like maliciously trying to ruin someone's life, and then in the end you're kind of like destroying yourself.
Yes.
Maybe pettiness is like, I don't know, it's like the sprinkle, but not the whole cake. You know, it's just like, you know, sometimes you got to give people a little bit of the sprinkle, you know, but yeah. And it kind of feels good.
It feels very good. What? It's very good to be petty. I guess it's like the, I feel like pettiness is like the passive aggressiveness of like revenge.
And even if you don't feel like, you know, it's a good thing, everyone can probably think back to some point in your life where you were petty and you did some shit that was like, you know, okay, that was a little petty.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm petty often, but my most proud petty moment to this day.
Can I do the drum roll?
Yeah.
That was like the worst drum roll ever, but.
It was like. Okay, so I was working at this talent agency. This is in 2013.
Okay.
And it was an internship, so I knew I wasn't working there forever.
Okay.
Which is fine. But, like, they didn't really tell me that I was being let go. I manned their email, and then I started receiving emails like, hey, what can I tell the internship? And I'm like, well, only one desk here. So clearly that's my position. But that's not even the petty part, actually. Okay. I just was like, who cares? I passed it on. So they did hire this guy. He went to NYU. And he was like, in his mind, he was going to become a talent agent. I don't know what they had planned for him, but they were not on the same accord.
Okay.
So the first day they had me training him, you know, to do my job, basically, when they fired me in a few weeks.
What?
I was like, whatever. So he was all like, yeah, girlfriend, we're going to be best friends. So we go to eat one day at McDonald's. And it was the time Madagascar came out. Right? So he bought a Happy Meal or two Happy Meals or whatever it was.
This is a grown man.
This is a grown man.
Got it.
NYU graduate.
Okay.
And he bought the hippo, right? Jeez. And he bought the giraffe.
Okay.
Right? And he was like, this is us. This is us. We're the hippo and the giraffe. And
wait,
who
was the hippo?
Girl, you know I was the hippo. I didn't even take offense to it, honestly, because I mean, who else would I be? There's only one woman in the role in the cast.
Okay,
right.
True.
So I was like, true that. Okay, so now at this point we're sharing a desk, and he's like, this is us. We're hip on a giraffe. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I come in. So now it's like 2 weeks he's been there. It's almost my last week there.
Yeah.
I come in and they like, oh, we gave him. I'm not gonna say his name. We gave his own desk. Right.
You know who you are.
Right. So I look and the hippo and the giraffe are on his desk.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I thought one of them was mine.
Yeah.
Right? So then I just was like so annoyed by that. So I decided I was going to steal it.
Wait, just the hippo or both?
Just the hippo.
Okay. See, it's low-key petty.
Yeah, low-key. No one gets hurt.
Yeah.
So I decided I can't steal my last day of working there. That's too obvious. Obviously, she took it. She's gone.
Right.
I sold the night before because I would lock up the office. So the night before, I took the hippo, put it in my bag, came back the next morning.
Right.
And he's all like, oh, have you seen the hippo? Have you seen it? I said, no, I don't know where it could be. Maybe the custodian took it. So that was fucked up. So I'm the custodian. So he goes to the main lady, and she's like, oh, the custodian never steals. I don't know why someone would take the hippo. And he's just like searching for it. And he's just like, why would someone take this thing from me? And I was just like sitting in my corner, like knowing damn well it's in my bag at this current moment. And I just felt so vindicated because I just felt like, you're here to take my job, first of all.
Right.
You're trying to play all cool, like we're besties, and you bought me this hippo. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to freaking take that too? Mm-hmm. So I felt like I had to take it to, like, what's the gain control of the situation. And that is by far my, well, I'm sure other moments, but right now that's my most proud petty moment.
That you can think
that
of.
That I could think of right now, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. Let me see. So when I had to ponder this question, I was like, what can I to share with the people? So you remember I used to have that roommate with the dogs, the two little dogs? I don't want to name her name.
Right, right.
We're still on good terms, so, you know. And I, you know, haven't admitted this till this moment. So okay. I feel like this, you know, might as well let it out. So she had it was like a little Yorkie and then a little beagle or whatever, and she never potty trained them. So they would be on like wee wee pads all around the apartment, which is so disgusting. Terribly if you disgusting. Have dogs, take them outside.
Yeah,
they're like cats in a cat litter box. It's contained in one area. They would poo everywhere.
That's disgusting.
And like on and miss the wee wee pad.
That's disgusting.
So what I used to do was sweep up the shit and put it in front of her door. Because she would, like, have to come out her room to run to the bathroom.
And step in it?
And she would step in it. And she used to be like, I don't get why they keep doodling in front of my door.
That is so funny.
And I used to be like, I don't know. They just love doing it there.
Dogs are so weird that way.
And I was hoping it would prompt her to, like, train them.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, but I still felt like,
of course,
when I would hear her open her door and step in it and scream from my room,
yeah,
it was a satisfaction. Probably yeah. That same satisfaction you felt when he was looking for the hippo.
Yeah,
it was like,
because you know what it is? I feel like some not I the way I live my life.
Yeah,
I don't feel like everything needs to be addressed. I just don't. I feel like sometimes we can overaddress a situation, overaddress a person.
Yeah.
There's things that really require a sit-down talk, and they really require, like, let's hash this out. Some things just require, like, a slight punishment. Yeah. Also feel like some people are not receptive to...
They're not.
To conversation.
They're not.
And to being addressed.
And especially if you have to share a space with that person.
Yes, exactly.
It's just, it's not
so
worth
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's just easier to be petty with them. Mm-hmm. And, like, from afar, just deal with the satisfaction. Because you're never going to get what you want from them directly.
Right.
So you have to make a situation for yourself where you're getting satisfaction.
It's kind of like when someone tells you the stove is hot, but, like, people don't listen.
So yeah.
You touch the stove. Now you know it's hot. Like, maybe I'm trying to teach you the lesson inadvertently.
Right. Because you're not going to learn it.
You're not going to learn it.
Like, one, dude should have known, if you bought this for me, it's mine. You don't take it to your desk.
Exactly.
And chick... This is nasty. Like, what the heck is wrong with you and these dogs? Like, that's just disgusting.
And this is going to lead into, like, our whole hygiene episode.
Oh.
Which I cannot wait for, but yeah.
Hygiene. I got a list. Don't even get me started on hygiene.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Definitely. Devils. It certainly is.
But yeah, so has there been moments there you think that people have been petty towards you?
Oh, I'm sure. Let me think. Give me a second to think. Do you have any moments you could think of right now?
That people have been... I'm sure. I mean, I think that maybe I'm the person that hasn't learned the lesson.
Okay.
So maybe I'm sure that people have been petty towards me and I'm just kind of like, oh, whatever. But I don't know. Like, would you prefer someone to, like, kind of be straightforward to you? Are you the person that's receptive to that? Or would you...
Well... I like to think that I am.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like as a Virgo, like, I feel like we're very logical.
We are very logical.
And I feel like we're very open.
Yes.
And I feel like if it's a logical, open conversation, we can be receptive to it.
But if it's dumb, and I feel
like
if I can't.
Yes. That's the thing. Don't come with no dumb shit. That's the thing about, like. I hate stupidity.
Yeah.
If you come to me and you're making sense, like, I'd be hard pressed to, like, power through.
Right.
If you're just hitting the facts, like, boom, 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 because I'm a logical person.
Right.
But don't come with no stupidity, because now I'm going to just be like, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
I can't think of who's been petty to me. I'm sure it has happened.
Right. Probably, like, relationships. I feel like
oh yeah,
when you're in a relationship, that's when there's new levels of petty. Mm-hmm. Because especially if you like live with the person or at least spend a lot of time at each other's houses, I feel like that's when the petty will probably come out.
I can tell you what I have done. I've been like driving, well, not, I'm in passenger seat, and then I'm not gonna say the person either, but like they're really bad at freaking looking at the directions and the GPS, just following it. Like they're looking at YouTube, they're just
while driving.
Yes, it's a situation.
At one moment I thought you were talking about me, but I was like, I definitely don't watch TV while I drive. So
no, this is a relationship.
Okay,
cool.
Well, we're low-key in a we're in a relationship.
So what I, so there's been times where I'm watching the GPS and I will not tell them we're gonna miss our exit. I will purposely allow us to get lost. So I could be like, you see, if you were paying attention. So I do that because I just think it's so crazy. Like you're driving, why are you looking at YouTube? Why are you doing anything but looking at the GPS in the road?
And then I, is their response, why didn't you tell me?
No, because they don't know.
They don't know. They just they think.
Yeah. They just think that I was, I realized, but no, in actuality, I watched the whole thing go down. I watched as the meter counted down 0.5 miles, 0.4. And mind you, we're in a left lane and we got to go eight lanes over. And I'm just watching it count down because I refuse to say anything because I'm just like, you should be paying more attention. So I, that is, I know that's petty and probably dangerous as well.
Well, I mean, yeah, especially if you have to be someplace at a certain time. Yeah. Sometimes you got to take the L for, like, the greater picture.
You do, because right after, I'm like, you see, if you were paying attention and not looking at the YouTubes, we'd be not lost right now. So I definitely do that.
That's cool. I'm, like, wondering, hold on, to see. Oh, we're doing pretty good. We're, at, you know, anyway. Sorry, I get, like, totally distracted, you guys, so... Bear with us. Okay, so I feel like I want to know what level of pettiness you guys have been doing out there. I'm sure, I mean, I think we touched on it like lightweight. But I feel like, you know, drop a question below. Let us know. Drop a response. We want to know like...
What's your pettiest thing you've done?
Yeah. And we might read some of them.
Yeah, I'm excited because I love petty. I don't like to be that petty, but I love petty people stories.
Yeah.
Like I love hearing someone doing something so ridiculous. I just think it's so great. Oh, I don't know if I can even tell this story.
What?
I heard the craziest story the other day. I doubt they'll ever know. I don't know if I can tell this story.
Like, I think if you make it cryptic, now I must know.
It's not cryptic. Like,
is
all right. So- So pretty much the story is this guy and this girl are arguing. They're like having a breakup or whatever it is, right?
Okay.
And he sent a picture of her sucking his dick to the girl's father.
What?
That's petty 8,000. I don't even know if that's even petty anymore.
I think that's almost vindictive.
Yeah, that's like bordering. That's revenge at that point. Right?
Yeah, I think I think we just figured out what the right. cross line was.
That's it.
Like, you're low-key trying to ruin someone's life.
Yeah, with their freaking parent.
You should see my face right now. Our faces right now.
Yeah, I heard that. That was like, I did like an April take. Like, so an April take is like a double take, but eight times. It's an April take. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of an April take, but I feel like I'm doing it now.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. I feel like I'm the victim of pettiness at work. I work at a place where, if you're listening to the podcast and you work at such place, you know what place I work at. But I will not disclose. As actors, we'll cover this in another episode, but we do have other jobs that we do to stay alive.
Afloat, if you will.
Yeah. Even though they're drowning. Anyway, I'm grateful for my employment, but I feel like my coworkers can be levels of petty. Because, like, you know, I try to make my job useful in all areas of my life. So, like, I'll print scripts or I'll do things and I'll forget to close them down. And the people I work with will conveniently happen to look at them in front of management to get me in trouble. And I'm just kind of like, I feel like that's petty. I'm just kind of like, you could have definitely, like, it's not harming you.
It costing no one anything.
Nothing. Do you pay for that paper?
Exactly. And this is not your real life. You wanna, you're trying to flourish.
Yeah.
Why are they
stopping me from being great?
Yeah, taking away your sunshine, taking away your water. Like, what the heck? They got you in a corner with no sunlight. And that, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
So I feel like I'm a victim. And I, yeah, I'm going to claim total victimship at work with my pettiness. Hey, so I mean, I feel like this is a good way to kind of put a cap in it. Yes. For our petty episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us ramble about the randomness that we have engaged in. And don't judge us. This is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, because no one is... I don't care what life you've lived.
Yeah. You have done something.
You've done something petty.
And we want to hear about it.
Yeah, and not judge you, but we just want to revel in it with you. Because we've all been there. It's life. You have to, at some point, you have to be petty.
Yeah. Fact though,
it's how you get by. Life is hard.
Sometimes you need a little bit of petty joy to kind of just cackle. It makes a good story.
It does make a good story. Obviously. I know you enjoyed our stories just now.
Obviously. So on that note, we're just gonna like leave you guys to think of that and think of what to say while we while we head out. Okay, so thanks so much for listening. Hey, while he was singing.
Oh.